Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Is Alicia Caballero. And we're going to talk to them in just a moment. I'm Scoot, and we continue live from Manning Family Children's. It's the annual Light Up the Season Radiothon presented by the Ray and Jessica Brandt Family Foundation on WWL. Last hour, we had a goal of 12 people donating. We got 18. Thank you. You are part of an incredible audience that every year gives. We have never not met a goal, and I thank all of you for that. No child is ever turned down at Manning Family Children's, and your donations help the families that can't pay. And you can just imagine what it would be like, even if you don't have kids. It would be horrible if you felt like you couldn't pay for your child's medical care. But at Manning Family Children's, everything is taken care of. So, Alicia, tell me about what brought you to Manning Family Children's.
Camille, she was born a fighter since day one. We had a pretty traumatic delivery, which landed us in the NICU for about a week. And when we returned home, I just felt something still wasn't right. Her pediatrician, Dr. Barbera, started running tests, and we were readmitted into Children's, and that's when we found out that, the ENT team discovered she had a submucosal soft cleft palate, and that means that the muscles in the roof of her mouth didn't form properly, even though the surface had looked normal. So it was a kind of a hard finding there. And so that's when what prompted the doctors to test for 22q and what brought us here to Manning Family Children's
Hospital. And what's
22q? 22q is a genetic disorder.
Okay. So that had to be hard on you.
It was. It was very hard. So the doctors really just led us the way, and they were extraordinary, the whole team. They met us where we were. We were scared, overwhelmed, still processing everything, and they just walked with us step by step. I remember calling Dr. Fulton in the middle of the night during Christmas, and I told my husband, I said, oh my gosh, this doctor, I have to call him in the middle of the night because I'm so scared. I didn't know what to do. And within 5-10 minutes, he emailed me back, and I said, wow, this is the care we need. This is where we need to be. At this point, Camille was only a month or two old. We really could have chose to bring her anywhere, but the care that we were getting here is what we wanted and what we needed for our family.
And the treatment was right.
The treatment was great. Every step of the way, they were there. If we needed something, they were there. When you find out your child has a genetic disorder that it streams from 0 to 1 million, like, there could have been so many things wrong. We you know, didn't
and Dr.
know.
Fulton just
yeah, Dr. Fulton just,
Dr. Fulton just
took her away.
And he's holding her, and she went right to him.
Yes, she loves Dr. Fulton. So, it's a a bittersweet, I guess, because, you know, we were here so much that there's people that walk through the hallway and they're like, Camille, you know, hey, what are you doing? And they get to see how much she's grown. So, yeah, it's great. They're playing over there together now, Connect Four, like best friends.
No, that's got to make you feel great, because as a parent, it just has to be so life-changing for something like this to hit you. But then when you start to get support and optimism from doctors who know, that had to make you feel better.
Yeah, absolutely. They knew all the answers. You know, like I said, they met us right where we needed to be.
All right, so what would you say to anybody who's thinking, well, I don't know, man, should I give her or not?
I would say that that these kids need all the support that they can get. So donating and helping, you know, everything that these people are, you know, are scared of when they come here and don't know if they're going to get the treatment that they need. They need the resources. Camille started therapy at 2 months old, and sometimes we were traveling back and forth at therapy 7 times a week. So it's very hard. Thankfully, I was a nurse. I was able to stay home with Camille after she was born, and I haven't been back to work yet. Now Camille is in traditional school at St. Matthew in River Ridge, and so now I've started doing something new with a little boutique in honor of her, sweet Camille. So
that's great.
Yeah.
So you see a bright future for her, and I'm sure there was a time you were concerned about that.
Yeah. I'm very excited for Camille's future as a whole. She's already shown us how strong and determined she is. As you can just see, she makes up her mind and runs off. And
Yep, she does.
And that's something that we didn't know if that was going to be possible. So I'm just excited to watch her grow into herself and to discover what she loves and to see her reach milestones that we felt were so far away at one point.
Well, Alicia, thank you for being with us, and thank you for sharing all of that, and thank you for being such a great mom to Camille, and you can go find her somewhere. I think she's off with the doctor, but thank you for being with us here.
You're welcome.
I'm glad you had such a great experience here.
You're welcome.
So to donate, the number is 888-780-8811, 888-780-8811. So we're looking for 9 more donors this hour, and I know we can do this. We have never not reached our goal. Right now, I want to, she's on the phone from Nashville, but I want to talk a little bit about Walker's Imaginarium here at Children's Hospital. It's being built now. It's a child enrichment center, and it's a mini children's museum. It's under construction now. We'll be ready next year. And Angel Berry is the person who has been overlooking all of this, and she is part of Kids Join the Fight. Angel, welcome to the show this afternoon.
Thank you very much. Happy to be here.
Yes. So tell us about Kids Join the Fight, and talk about your son, his care, his journey, and now his legacy.
So Walker was a wild, funny, sweet, rambunctious 7-year-old boy when he was diagnosed in 2019 with medulloblastoma, which is a pediatric brain cancer. And our world went from, you know, playing sports at the Fly for Carrollton to nonstop hospital. So he was diagnosed and treated at Manning Family Children's from 2019 to 2021. And along the way, he was given a teddy bear from a fellow cancer patient and a little girl. And he was so touched by her generosity and really just it kind of struck a chord that children could do something to make others feel better, too. And he decided to start Kids Join the Fight, which is a foundation that raises money for care and cure projects, because his simple goal really was he wanted no other kid to go through what he went through. So that means care, right? So that's where Walker's Imaginarium comes in, where you know, children will hopefully, like Camille, who you just spoke with, find joy there and play instead of just wandering the halls of the hospital, especially for kids who are there frequently or being treated inpatient.
And then, Angel, this was his vision.
It was. He was so touched by the gift from the little girl. He got what he called the nose burn, which was his sort of way to describe that happy cry feeling that you get when you're just sort of overwhelmed with emotion. And he decided with his little sister, who's 2 years younger than he is, or was at the time too, but that he would have a lemonade stand and raise money and give to other charities. And then he decided he wanted to go bigger and he wanted to start his own foundation. And so even in the midst of very difficult cancer treatments, we said, okay, we will do it if you want to. And so we were full speed ahead since 2021.
So Angel, with this Walker's Imaginarium coming next year, you must still feel like a part of him is still with you.
You know what? You are so right. We absolutely do. It's funny. He once told us that his vision of heaven was a tower of games. And this almost feels like a manifestation of that. It will be a true tower of games and enjoyment and fun and a place where children can do therapies that are outside of a standard, you know, clinical therapy environment and hopefully disguise them sometimes, because as we all know, sometimes we need to to distract kids to get them to do what they need to. So, yes, it is absolutely, it feels like he is still with us and driving every decision that's made around Walker's Imaginarium.
And look, this is going to be a great addition to children's. I mean, it really is too. The Manning Family Children is going to be a great addition to this hospital facility. And, you know, one of the things that I love about this place is for the kids who are here, especially for an extended period of time, it gives them areas where they can feel like kids.
Absolutely. And, you know, it also gives them areas where they can have siblings or friends come as well. So then they feel even more like a child, you know, as opposed to maybe it's not the playground, you know, at Danielle Street, but it's still a great place. I mean, it's, you know, it's like having City Putt right there in the hospital with you, which is just such an asset and really going to provide so much joy for these families when they really need it the most.
Yeah. Well, Angel, thank you for taking time to be with us. And thank you for sharing Walker's journey with us and what he has contributed in terms of his vision. And Walker's Imaginarium will be opened and alive at Manning Families Children next year. So thank you so much for sharing this with us. What would you say to somebody who knows they need to donate something?
You know, I think it's really hard, as Camille's mom said, it's really hard to imagine, even if you can sort of think of it, what happens when your world gets turned upside down and you spend 90% of your time in hospitals instead of playgrounds or libraries or school. And to give kids a place where they can feel like a kid in a place that's really not, you don't get to be a kid in the hospital. You know, it's needles and it's testing and things that are not desirable for anyone, certainly not children. It is a place to find joy and respite for kids and their families and their siblings and their friends. And you just can't, it's just, you know, you can't put a price on that. It is absolutely invaluable.
Look, and I know it's hard, especially this. It's thank you. It's very hard this time of year to ask people to give, but this is also a very giving time of year, and the spirit of giving is with all of us. And the money that you donate, whatever it is, and I'm so amazed at how many times we've already been able to hit the Kia of Covington gong, the Kia of Covington, the sponsor of the gong. We have been banging that gong, bang a gong, T-Rex. I remember playing that song years ago. Anyway, for every $500 donation, we are ringing the Kia of Covington gong, and we have rung it several times. So again, Angel, thank you for being with us, and I know Walker's with you.
Thank you very much. I hope it is a wildly successful fundraising campaign.
Thank you very much. All right, and so the number to donate is 888-780-8811. 888-780-8811. 8811. Senior producer Ian Hoke is on location with me.
Yeah, I just want to remind people, you know, after those incredible stories that we just heard, any donation is really meaningful, whether that's a, you know, a big fat one-time donation like Robert W. in Metairie, who just gave us $400. Thank you so much,
wow,
Robert.
Wow, great.
Love that, love that. But, you know, if you're thinking to yourself, I don't really have $400 or $500 to throw in right now, if that dollar figure is something you'd like to do, but it's maybe not just financially possible for you right now, you can become a miracle maker where you give $15 a month. I bet you got $15. What's that, a bottle of wine? You know, a sandwich somewhere? Like, you can probably break that off for a year, right? Become a miracle
sure.
maker. Right now, we need 9 more to make our goal before 2 o'clock. We got 1 in the tank, but we need 9 more. And I did want to tell you as well, the 2 o'clock hour, we're getting matching donations all the way up to $1,000 from, you'll never guess who, Roger. Roger from Perfume
Roger.
Headquarters
oh, right.
and Logo Express
awesome.
Is matching every donation up to $1,000 this hour. So your donation goes even farther. Thank you, Roger.
You know, I remind you of what a great guy Roger is, and this is why it's great to do business with Logo Express and Perfume Headquarters during this holiday season, because he's matching every donation up to $1,000. And Roger is a kind of guy who is a businessman who gives back. And, you know, you don't want to do business with a shrewd business dealer. You know, you want to do business with, like, good people who are giving back to the community. And Roger is just such a great example of that. So, Roger, thank you for that. So in the name of Logo Express and Perfume Headquarters, your donations, whatever they are, up to $1,000, are going to be matched for the rest of this hour. All right, so we need some more donors for this hour. This audience is incredible. I appreciate all of you. So please donate what you can. And remember, no child is turned away as a result of not being able to pay. No child, every child is taken care of, and your donations help take care of that. All right, the trainsouth.com phone line is 888-780-8811. And, you know, there are a lot of memories that go with all of this, and Walker's memory is remaining alive because of Walker's Imaginarium coming to life next year at Manning Family Children's. I'm Scoot, and we'll be right back with more. And all of this is presented by the Ray and Jessica Family Foundation, Ray and Jessica Brand, of course, Family Foundation here on WWE.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The special thing about Manning Family Children's is they are there. They are there for you and your kids. And you could be donating to a hospital that one day, God forbid, has to take care of your child. So you're investing in a major part of this community, and we need more. I mean, we need 10 this hour. We only have 3 so far. So, you know, let's be heroes again, and let's make sure that we reach our goal this hour. And Ian's going to give us a quick update.
Yeah, just so fast, we have Becky L. and Thibodeau, who gave us $30. James on the North Shore donated $12.63, which makes me think there must be a very specific reason that James on the North Shore gave that very specific dollar amount. James, why don't you text us and tell us what's behind that? In the 1 o'clock hour, I neglected to shout out Ed R, J-A-G, Susan F, Antoinette A, Stacy C, Dale R, Craig B, Richard S, Sharon B, Nisa J, Duvall B, Jeffrey L, Whitney H, and John B, who all gave donations in the last hour and helped us meet our goal. Would love to read your name at the end of this hour as we work towards our goal of 10 Miracle Makers or one-time donations.
Yeah, Scoot, thank all of you. Yeah, we're live, Manning Family Children's. It's the annual Light Up the Season Radiothon presented by the Ray and Jessica Brandt Family Foundation on WWL AMFM and WWL.com, also free on the Odyssey app. You know, when I got here, I mentioned this earlier, I saw this young boy with a nurse behind him, and he's walking through the lobby, and he has his IV unit behind him, and there's three bags on the IV unit, and here's a boy who, to take a walk, has to have three bags of an IV all the time. So to just take a walk, he's got to have the IV unit with him and the nurse with him as well. These are all the things that Manning Family Children's is doing for this community. And they help so many people. And I love that they help people who can't help themselves and can't help their kids. Hey, listen, I want to talk to Meredith Seacrest Leach, the executive director and COO of the Ryan Seacrest Foundation. She's at her home in Atlanta. Meredith, thanks for hanging with us and welcome to our radiothon.
Hi, guys. Thank you for having me. I'm glad to be a part of this today.
Please tell us about the plans to bring a studio to Manning Family's Children as part of Walker's Imaginarium.
Yeah, so we are going to be building a Seacrest studio in Walker's Imaginarium, which is going to be a place where kids get to go hang out, be stars. They get to get on the radio like you do every day. We help bring in special guests and talent for kids to meet. They get to broadcast shows that will go up to patients' rooms. Even if you can't come down from your room, you can engage in programming. So it's really going to be, you know, this hub of entertainment, excitement, and we're thrilled that it's going to be part of the Imaginarium, which is just an incredible concept. That's just going to be a fun area of the hospital for families to hang out and feel at least like they can have a little fun, even if they're in the hospital.
And Meredith, what's so incredible about this whole facility is that, especially for the children who are here for extended stays, there are more and more things, and the studio will be another thing that's added. There are more things that add to the opportunity for these kids to feel like kids and to do stuff that normal kids do.
Exactly. I mean, think they're missing, you know, hanging out with their friends, going to see concerts, all those things that you do as a normal kid, playing outside. And so at least if we can create an environment, and as we call it, the no poke zone, you know, a safe space where you're not thinking about your treatment, at least for a little while, can have fun, maybe make some friends, going through something like you, it's just some motivation, right? I mean, you need it when you're stuck in a hospital. And I think that the treatment is so important, of course, and what the doctors do, but just that emotional, you know, mental well-being, right? You know, keeping positive when you're going through a hard time. And the studio is really meant to help aid that process.
Now, Meredith, I understand that we're going to actually be broadcasting next year's Radiothon in the Seacrest Studios here at Manning Family Children's?
Yes, and you might get jealous because the equipment may be better than what you use every day. It's going to be state-of-the-art, just a gorgeous facility. And yes, the great part is you can click right in and use it when you do these radiothons. And I think you'll enjoy it, and I hope you come by and help host shows with kids and have some fun with it, too, in your community.
You know, I would love to, Meredith. In fact, I'm going to reach out to Manning Family Children's, and if there's anything that I can do when that is built to participate in that and to help do stuff with the kids. I've done a lot of TV as well, and, I would be happy to come in and help them put some things together. So I will be in touch with them on that. So what would you say to encourage somebody to take a moment to give to Manning Family Children's?
I think, you know, I heard you say before, you hope your child never has to be in the hospital, but if they do, these, you know, from the doctors to facilities like we bring, how much they mean, they become your family, you know, almost a family away from home. And it's so important to help support your hospital and in your community and how much it's needed. And hopefully those listening realize, you know, it's just such a gift if you can help these families that are going through a hard time. And hopefully it doesn't have to be you, but it could be you. And again, it just means so much to help your local hospital.
This is going to be amazing. Meredith Seacrest Leach, thank you for being with us, and can't wait for the Ryan Seacrest Foundation studio to be built here at Manning Family Children's.
Well, we can't wait, and we're going to have a party and celebrate, and we're going to have a lot of fun to come as we can't wait to get to New Orleans, and again, it's going to be fantastic.
Good. I plan on being there. Meredith, thanks a lot.
All right. Thank you so much for having me.
All right, so look, it's the holiday season. We do a lot of giving this time of year, and this is one moment when you can give to something that is truly meaningful. The Manning Family Children's continue to fulfill the mission of donating to the Light Up the Season Radiothon, and if you can donate anything, please do, because it does matter. And you can call the TrainSouth.com phone line at 888-780-8811. That's 888-780-8811. Or give by texting to the number is 34984. Text NOLA KIDS to 34984 and donate right now. And look, if you want to give like $15 a month, become a miracle maker and just donate $15 a month. And we need more people. We need to reach our goal this week. And remember, Roger from Logo Express and Perfume Headquarters is matching every donation up to $1,000. So whatever you give, whatever you can give, it is doubled thanks to Roger at Logo Express and Perfume Headquarters.
James on the North Shore, one of our callers, very frequent caller,
yes.
Listens every day while he's out there throwing sod, very conscientious, spiritual, generous person, gave us $12.63.
Yes.
And so I thought, well, what is this? Is this symbolic? Does this mean something? Does the number 1263 mean something to James? James texted in, and he says that's just the amount of money that he has left in his account.
Wow.
James North Shore emptied his bank account today, and the last amount that was in there was $12.63, and that's what he gave.
So think how important this is. If you have a lot, you're asked to give if you can. But think about the people like James. They may not give a lot in terms of an amount, but they give so much in terms of what they give, because it's all they have.
Mm-hmm.
They're giving so much of just what they have. The fact that he emptied his bank account is so symbolic of such a kind giving nature.
Mm-hmm.
that these are the kind of people who listen to our show. And I am so proud of this audience. I've had many audiences over the course of my career, and this audience is made up of many of you who have been listening over the years and many of you who are new to the show. But this is one amazing audience that does react.
Love them. Love them. Love these people. I'll take this moment, just because we have a little bit of runway here, to tell the story of how I was a patient at this hospital as recently as last year. Not as a child, not in the NICU or something, but as a full-blown adult, I needed a procedure done on my eyeball. And the only ophthalmologist in the state of Louisiana who would do that procedure works here at Children's, Dr. Leon. So I've actually been in here a number of times as a patient, and it's pretty funny. You go to the like ophthalmology department, and I'm sitting in the room with all these very small children in the waiting room, and we're all like watching Bluey together on the screen. And then they come out and they say, "Mr. Hoke," and I stand up and they think, "Oh, where's your child?" And I'm like, "No, man, it's me. I'm the patient."
That's funny.
Funny.
Now, did they let you go to the playroom?
I didn't get to see the playroom, but I also didn't ask.
Yeah, well they might have let
you
in there.
We're here. We get off at 4 o'clock, so maybe we can wander over there. They got a ball pit, or, you know.
That's a great story.
Some foam swords or something?
You know, and I see families here. I hope we get a chance to talk to them. But I want to mention that Lord Philip Wang of the Molly Ringwalds is here with his son and his wife, Nicole. They're here at the hospital because their son just had back surgery. You never know when you or your family, your grandkids, hopefully never, but you never know if or when they're going to need Manning Family Children's. And when they do, or when you do, if ever, they're going to be here for you. And these donations are helping everybody, the doctors and the patients and the new things that are coming, and they're helping cover the cost of those who come here from families who can't afford to pay for their child's care. Your donations help cover those costs. Think what you're doing for those people who can't afford to pay. You can, and you're helping pay for that. Not the full amount, but just a donation that totally adds up. The TrainSouth.com phone line is 888-780-8811. 888-780-8811. Matching donations from Roger at Logo Express and Perfume Headquarters. You can also go to a text number, and you can text NOLA KIDS to 34984. Text NOLA KIDS to 34984 to make a donation. All right, I'm Scoot, and we're going to come back with more. In fact, you know, it's the holiday season, so let's feel a little bit of the holiday spirit. This is the Christmas song. Oh, no, that's coming up in a few minutes. Oh, this is a classic. This is Darlene Love and Christmas, Baby, Please Come Home. This is a Christmas classic. And we'll be back with more live from Manning Family Children's. It's the annual Light Up the Season Radiothon presented by the Ray and Jessica Brandt Family Foundation on WWL.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original. Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, good afternoon. I'm Scoot on the air, and we are live here. We do this once a year. And it's an honor to be here at Manning Family Children's. It's an honor to be helping the children and helping the parents and the families. And you can help us help them by donating what you can. And everything right now is matched by Roger at Logo Express and Perfume Headquarters. Nearly 200 kids are receiving expert care, the care that they need. People like Chance, and we're going to talk to him in just a moment. He's fighting some of the toughest battles with incredible strength and hope. And this is the Light Up the Season Radiothon, and you can call the TrainSouth.com phone line and donate. 888-780-8811. 888-780-8811. 8811 or give by texting NOLA KIDS to 349-84. 34984. NOLA KIDS, text it to 34984. Hey Chance, my name is Scoot. It's nice to meet you. How you doing?
I'm doing good.
Listen, you're doing well here at the Children's Hospital?
Yeah.
Yeah. I like your glasses.
Thank you.
They're pretty cool. And your beanie?
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you the coolest kid in this whole place?
Probably.
I would agree. Yeah. You're pretty cool. So what do you like to do when you're here?
I like to go to the events, the child life events. There's a teen room here. I like to go do that and mostly hang out with the nurses.
Yeah. If I were you, I'd like to hang out with the nurses too. And your child care expert is Katie. Is that right, Katie?
That is. I'm his child life specialist.
All right. So tell me about this cool dude.
Oh my gosh, Chance is an extraordinary kid. As you can see, he has a crowd. He has his fans. We got to know Chance for over 8 months when he was inpatient with us. And for the first 2 months, Chance really didn't talk much. It took a lot for us to get him to open up, build rapport with him. And then after that, this incredible personality came out of him. Everybody knows Chance. He's funny. He cares about everybody. He's a jokester. Everybody knows about his jokes, huh?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How are you feeling?
Good.
Good. And you feel like you've become really close with some of the people here at Manning Family Children's?
A lot closer.
Yeah. And you didn't talk in the beginning. Why were you so quiet in the beginning?
I just wasn't feeling good.
Yeah, your body wasn't feeling good.
Yeah.
So when you started to feel better, you opened up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you watch the Pelicans?
Not really.
Yeah, okay. Well, you're lucky because they're not doing so well right now, so it's okay. what do you like to do when you get in the teen room? What are some of the things to do in the teen room?
There's games like basketball, football. There's a PlayStation. And some other kids come down there sometimes, and you can play with them.
So you bond with other kids too?
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's so cool that you're feeling well. And you get around?
Yeah.
Get around? All right. Do you have a favorite nurse, or do you not want to name a favorite nurse?
Shelby Chasson.
Shelby?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's your favorite nurse?
Yeah.
Is Shelby here?
No.
Oh, she's not here. Okay. Well, it's okay. And Katie does a good job taking care of you?
The great job.
Yeah, that's good. Well, man, you're like really cool. I bet a lot of kids here look up to you because you're kind of cool.
Maybe.
Yeah, all right. What do you want to say to people who, would like to give money to this facility that does such a great job with people like you? What do you want to tell those people?
I would say it's definitely worth it to better the experience of the patients.
Yeah. And it looks like they're taking good care of you. That's good. That's good. Are you going to leave here one day? Are you going to leave here one day?
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you going to miss Shelby when you leave?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. The TrainSouth.com phone line is 888-780-8811. You want to read that top number there?
888-780-8811.
Nailed it.
That's right. He got it. And also, you can text NOLA KIDS to 34984. Text NOLA KIDS to 34984 and make a donation there. So look, Chance, thanks for being with us. And, if I hung around you long enough, maybe one day I could be cool.
Definitely.
All right. And Katie, thanks for taking care of Chance.
Thank you so much.
All right, I'm Scooter. We will be back from the right back with the radiothon. You had something?
Yeah, I just want to add, we got another donation. Susan A. from Luling just gave us $100. Thank you so much, Susan.
Awesome.
Appreciate you.
Thank you, Susan.
Now look, my clock says 2:53, and we have about 7 minutes and change until 3 o'clock. Let's see. We're updating the big board right now.
All right.
We need how many? We need.
Oh, we need four more.
We need four more donations before 3 o'clock.
Come on.
Come on. Not we have never not made our goal, and we're not starting right now.
I know. We have never not made the goal, and I don't want that to start now. So we need four more in like 5 minutes.
Stop what you're doing. Pull over the car. Put down the whatever and text NOLA KIDS to 34984. It'll take 2 seconds. You'll feel great. Giving feels good.
There are at least 8 people listening. So out of those eight people...
Don't get carried away.
All right, there's five listening. Out of those five people, four of you can call in.
Come on.
Four of you can call in. Wait a minute, we're getting an update.
We need three more.
We need three more.
We've got to reach our goal.
We are known for reaching our goals.
We better go.
All right, I'm Scoot, and we'll be right back with more of the Radiothon live from Manning Family Children's. Okay, I picked up the wrong headsets. Okay, I'm Scoot, and we are live from Manning Family Children's. It's the annual Light Up the Season Radiothon presented by the Ray and Jessica Brandt Family Foundation. And, you know, I'm hoping to talk to a few people here, and then we've got more people to talk to. We need your donations, 888-780-8811.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.